Hey there, you are listening to Hobosode number 160, and this one's brought to you by Carol Gertie 666. Thanks, Carol Gertie, for being the sponsor of today's Hobosode. I've got a list here that someone named Perry sent to me. He sent me an email way back in June and said, "Hey Brad, would you be interested in a list of phone numbers with names and unit numbers and parking space numbers? These older folks live in a three-story co-op and elect board members. Then they pass rules. I can also provide a floor plan, an office manager name, and possible board member names." And I completely ignored his email because, come on, just if you're going to send me something, send me something. I'm not going to respond and say, "Yes, that sounds great. Send it on over." God damn it, Perry. I never reply to emails where people ask me if they can send something. Just send it. So he did send it this month, 8 months after he asked me if he could. And he wrote, "Well, Hobo, I'm going to send it anyway." And it's a pretty large list with floor plans and I assume parking space numbers. And it's kind of late at night, so I guess I'm going to do a dream episode. These people are probably all sleeping. I think it's 11:30 there, probably. And in honor of Carol Gertie 666, I think tonight is a good night for the Carol voice.
Hello.
Hello, Connie.
Connie? Hello?
Hello, Connie? Connie?
Who is this?
It's Carol. I live over in... I live in 117.
Okay.
Hey, you need to stop throwing things out your window. Like, it's too late for that.
Pardon?
I'm trying to sleep, and you keep throwing things out your window.
We don't throw anything out of our window.
No, you are right now. Like, can you just please stop it, okay?
It's not us.
No, it's... I'm sure it's you. You guys are right above me, like two stories up.
No. And,
yeah,
we're in 305.
Yeah,
we're not even near you.
I'm in 105.
Who is this?
This is Carol. Look, I just want to go back to sleep. Can you please stop throwing things out your window?
We're not. I don't know who this is.
I just told you. It's Carol.
It's not us.
Well, is Dennis throwing things out the window?
No.
Are you sure? Like, can you even see him?
Yes, he's right here.
Oh, well... Maybe he keeps jumping up and running over to the window and throwing things out.
What's your last name?
Gersberms? Why?
Pardon?
Gersberms,
what
why?
Is it?
Gersberms, why?
I don't know you.
Oh, well, yeah, it doesn't matter. I still want you to stop throwing things out your window. Please.
You've got the wrong person.
No, I'm sure it's you. It's not the lady in 205. It's got to be you. Because she would never do that.
It's not us. It's not us. We would never do that either.
You're throwing things out the window, and it's really annoying, and I'm trying to sleep. I've got an appointment.
We're not doing.
Early in the morning.
We're not doing anything. We're not doing anything. I don't know who this is.
What are you doing?
Dennis is watching TV, and I'm reading a book.
What book are you reading?
It's one for our book club, Cutting for Stone.
Who's it by?
Abraham something.
Oh, and what show is Dennis watching?
MSNBC.
A likely story. Look, for real, can you just stop throwing things out your window?
It's not us.
I know.
Please
it's...
don't call again.
It's gotta be you. It can't be anyone else. Those are some late night people. It's almost midnight over there. What are they doing awake?
Hello?
Hello, Mary?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Carol over in 316.
Carol.
Yeah. Hey, were you sleeping?
Yeah.
What were you dreaming about? Mary?
Yeah?
What were you dreaming about?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Don't be shy. You can tell me. Aw, fucking Mary.
Who the hell is this?
Hey, Dick, it's Carol. I live over in 205. Dick?
Don't call.
Dick, no, I have a question. Dick? Aw. I'm going to try Dick right back. I think he wanted me to call him right back.
Hi, you reached Dick and Lori. Unable to come.
Let's try one more time.
What's going on?
Dick, it's very important. This is Carol.
Who is this?
It's Carol. I live over in 230.
Yeah, what about it?
I just wanted to find out, what were you dreaming about?
You want to find out what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What are you dreaming about? Were you dreaming? Were you asleep?
Yes.
Oh, what were you having dreams about?
Don't call back.
No, answer my question first, though. Dick!
Dick!
Aw. Stupid Dick. This is not going well.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Carol. I live downstairs. I'm in 122.
Okay.
How you doing?
I don't know. I was dreaming.
Oh, what were you dreaming about?
I said dreaming.
I know. What were you dreaming about? What was the dream about?
I'm trying to remember. I was really going at it.
Oh.
I don't know. I was doing something and it wasn't working right.
Oh, well, what were you doing? Like, what did it involve?
Oh, I can't.
Was there another person with you?
Mm-mm. I tell you the truth, I don't know exactly what it was I was doing now. I had it right on the tip of my tongue, but I can't bring it up.
Oh, come on. We can figure this out. Let's figure out what you're dreaming about.
I don't want to. I want to get back to sleep.
But we got to figure out this dream. I wanted to write it down in my computer.
Well, you'll have to wait until I can remember it, and I'm not going to try real hard right now because I want to go back to sleep.
Did it involve another person, or was it just you?
You didn't understand what I said?
Yeah, I did, but I'm just trying to change your mind.
Okay, well, don't push it here.
Well, hey, were you driving? Were you driving in your dream?
Okay, I guess I'll have to hang up on you.
Well, no, don't.
Were you calling for something in particular?
Well, okay, so I was asleep, and I was dreaming, too. And sometimes I pop up in other people's dreams, and I think I was in yours. So I was trying to find out if I was in your dream.
No.
Are you sure? Because you said you don't even remember.
I don't even remember who you said you were. What unit are you in?
This is Carol down in 325. I mean 125. Sorry. I just woke up.
Well, why don't you call me tomorrow when I'm awake, okay?
Okay, but I'm just trying to figure out if we're having the same dream. Because I couldn't figure it out. Whoa, hey, what's this? Hello? Well, that was weird. I don't know what that was about.
Hello?
Hello, Dwayne?
Yes?
Hey, it's Carol. I live in 123. I'm kind of right below you guys, but a couple stories down.
I can't hear you.
It's Carol in 123. Carol.
In 123.
Yeah! Do you know who Carol is?
Yeah?
Were you sleeping?
Yeah, I was. I kind of... took me a little while here to hear you good, too.
Yeah, your ears are still asleep. Hey, what were you dreaming about?
I hadn't get into the sleep deep enough to start dreaming yet.
Ah, crap. Nobody remembers what... I'm calling up everybody in the building and asking what they're dreaming about. Yeah, I'm calling up everyone and trying to find out what they're dreaming about.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, it's for a book I'm writing.
And you're in 123?
Yep, that's me. So, but you don't
remember.
You don't remember what you're dreaming about?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What was it?
No, I said I hadn't got into the sleep deep enough to start dreaming yet.
Ah, crap. I'm going to have to call you back. I'm going to have to call you back in 2 hours.
Yeah, well, yeah. Why don't you make it 6 hours, then I'll be ready to get up.
Well, no, I'm going to do it in 2 hours, because you'll be in the middle of your dream, and that way I'll find out what you're dreaming about, because you'll remember.
Well, you're right here at the co-op?
Yeah, I'm downstairs.
Oh.
You're up there in the fancy penthouse, aren't you?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Huh.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that name. I'm not that familiar with it.
Yeah, I'm the one with the mustache.
The one with the mustache.
Yeah, Carol.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Carol.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you. What are you doing tonight?
I'm just calling up everybody in the building and finding out what they're dreaming about.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, you probably get quite a few of them that are going to sleep by now, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd think so, but so far everyone's just yelling at me and telling me to fuck off.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bunch of assholes.
Talk to you later, then.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you in about 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, well, yep. I'll probably be asleep deep enough so I won't be able to hear my phone.
Oh, no, I'll ring it over and over. I'll call just continuously until you pick up. Don't you worry about that.
How many have you gotten a hold of already?
So far about, looks like 27. But, you know, most of them just yelled at me. And they told me they're tired of my bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
I think they're just jealous, because, you know, I'm an author.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later, then.
Okay, well, sweet dreams.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you in a couple hours. Bye. Hang up that phone.
Uh-oh. Dingbat.
Dingbat? Dingbat. He called me a dingbat. I've never been called a dingbat before. That was great. Yeah, but I don't want to quit until I get someone to tell me what they're dreaming about. But nobody wants to tell me. Okay, that's a little weird. What? What? What's happening? Okay, something weird's happening. I'm a little confused. I'm a little concerned about this. Everyone. Alright, let me try another number here. Okay, so here's what's going on. I'm trying to call this number. I'm trying to call several numbers here in the same building. The past two that I've called, I'm gonna call a third one and see if it does the same thing. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about. I've never seen this before. Okay, it says Destination Blacklist on my SIP client. So how am I blacklisted from this place? Am I blacklisted from the whole building? How do they do that? Oh, wait, I'm calling a different number. Oh, shit. Has my account been shut off? What the hell? Did I just try to call time and temperature in Illinois and it's telling me destination blacklist and to contact support, WTF. So maybe they're having problems. I hope they haven't blacklisted me, because if they have, I can't spoof numbers anymore. Alright, according to this, I have $17 in my account, $17.26. Oh, wait, I was dialing directly through my carrier. Let me try through my own system. Shit, I wasn't even spoofing my phone number to all those people.
You're sorry. An application error has occurred.
What the
Goodbye.
Fuck does that mean?
You're sorry. An application error has occurred. Goodbye.
All right. Okay. I don't know what's going on. This is weird, everyone. What? Okay, my cell phone's ringing. And my number is spoofed. It's working. All right. So, man, what the fuck was that? It's just a weird error in the network. I don't know. But here, let me try and call the number back. There we go. Okay, it's ringing. Everything's fine. Calm down, everyone. It's okay. Destination blacklist. What the fuck was that? I've never seen that before. I thought they finally banned me.
Hello?
Hello, Lois?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Carol. I live here in the building. I'm over, I'm upstairs in 314.
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
Okay.
Were you asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, what were you dreaming about? What? Come on, Lois. What the fuck? Simple question.
Hello. You have reached Jim and Lois.
You know what? I have Jim's cell phone here. Don't make me call Jim's cell phone.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jim?
Yes.
Hey, it's Carol. I live upstairs in 314.
Yes.
Were you asleep?
Yes.
What were you dreaming about?
I don't know.
Well, come on. You got, like, try and remember.
I wasn't dreaming.
Are you sure? Are you just embarrassed about whatever you're dreaming about?
Nope, not at all.
Are you, well, I don't know. Why won't you just tell me then?
I don't call people at this time in the morning talking about my dreams.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry.
Well, I do. That's what
well,
I do.
Yeah. Well, you have yourself a good night.
Oh, well, hold on. Wait, Jim, I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, so I've been experimenting with astral traveling, and I've been leaving my body at night, and I've been visiting your bedroom. So I've been like a floating apparition in your room, and I could see you and Lois sleeping.
Oh, well, that's good.
And I saw your kitty cat, and yeah. And I wondered, like, if, because I thought you woke up a little bit and maybe you saw me. Did you see me? I was waving.
Nope, no, and I'm going back to sleep.
I was
you
waving.
Have a nice night.
I was
Carol.
Waving.
Bye.
I was waving, though. Did you see me waving? Fucking Jim. All right, I think I'm about out of numbers here that I can call. I'm only calling the couples. I don't want to call, like, the, just, like, single old ladies in the middle of the night. So I'm calling the ones that have two names. Like this one. Carl and Nona.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
At the tone, please record your message. When you
what kind of message was that? I'm going to save all these single old ladies for the middle of the day. I'm going to call them
the
on a
the number you have dialed is not in service.
Aw.
Please check.
Rest in peace, Carol and Don.
Think it's that lady again.
What? Is this Sharon? Sharon? Sharon, it's Carol. I live downstairs. Sharon? Hello? Sharon? Can you hear me? Vern? It's Carol. I live in 112. Hello? All right, I hung up. I don't know what was up with that. She said I think it's that lady calling again, but I haven't called this person. So maybe there's some other crazy lady calling up everybody. Or at least them. Anyway, I
can't get anyone else to answer, so I think that's the end of this hobosode. I'm looking at this complex on Google Street View right now. I've been scrolling around on it while the phone rings, and this is a huge place. Most of it's three stories, but then part of it's four stories. Wait, no, maybe it's all four stories. I don't know. It's big, though. It's a big place. But on Street View, you know, they all have balconies, and there's this one balcony that's blurred out. You know how Google Street View, they will let you blur out your address if you don't want your house showing up on Google Street View. Somebody's done that to my house. My last two houses, actually, that I've lived at, they've blurred me out. You know, you people have done that, not me. But using the maps that Perry sent me, the floor plans, I was able to figure out which person lives in the balcony that's blurred out. It's number 423, but I can't get them to pick up. I really wanted to call them up and ask them what they're trying to hide up there. They've got a meth lab up on their balcony or something. So that's kind of disappointing. I really wanted to talk to those people. I've called up people in the past who've blurred out their houses on Google Street View, and I remember that being kind of fun before. But, oh well, I'm going to hold on to this list. I have a ton of numbers on here that I haven't called yet. Thanks again, Perry, for sending it in. And thanks, Carol Gertie, 666, for being the sponsor of this Hobosode. Every 10th Hobosode is free for the general public to listen to. So if you are the general public and you don't usually listen to Hobosodes, then you should consider becoming a supporter over at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. You get an extra show or two every single week, and sometimes there's other perks. It's an okay deal. Please sign up and help support the shows that I do. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
I don't get paid and I don't get money. I'm on the internet thinking cats are funny. See me on Instagram, see me on Facebook. Check out my haircut, this picture self took. Clinically depressed, self-medicated at best. Should probably get a job, but I'm too swagged out, yes. The grass is too long at my house, but I don't live here, so I'm not gonna cut it. I'm just gonna kinda sit here and think about myself, because I do that a lot. This place is too cold or hot, I'm getting higher, I'm not. Cause I got the swagger of an under 30, slowly getting fatter. On a back porch wearing church pants, and take out feeling bad. I had dreams once. Now I've got Netflix, but life is okay. Check out my phone pics. I've got a dog now. He shits on my floor. All of my fish died, so I don't feed them anymore.
And arrive at the ultimate answer. I'm holding the hive, I'm indulgent and dapper. Turn my coffee maker on, Folgers brand clapper. Girl, you a tranny, shoulda told your man faster. Disaster lies deep in the hearts of men. Pizza is platinum, off the charts then. We come around the bend, check our indifference. Emo swag, our spirit is kindred. Interested? Then stay with me, bro. I'll take you out to the latency show. In case we may grow dormant to active, beautiful info, informant, attractive, laxative for the shit in your mind. Beer and cigarettes sit in the night. Every day is the same and depressive. Not sure if I'm lame or inventive.
I'ma be sad today, manic depression. Crying out my eyes is just my new obsession. Seems like every day that there's a new thing stressing. Fingers in my brain about to be my jesting. Laying down flat with my eyes wide open. Got my hands up, cursing at the sky. I'm broken, even darkness, it could not describe my hope. And thought I lost it, now I keep the chain unbroken. Hey, I'm sad, y'all. It's not a new thing, I said stay at home. Laying undercover like I'm stone dead. Got no motivation, I escape inside my own head. Gravity, pull me back down into my own bed. Bullshit, life is fucking stupid and I hate things. And lately, I've been doing crazy things. Feeling like most everybody hate me. I think I'll just lay here and go crazy. We'll be right back.
slap the shit out of you. Why'd you call my goddamn phone?